Well, on today's program, we're going to talk about something that could literally scare you. It could be anything.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, are you ready? Here we go.
Whatever.
Always interrupting me. Hey, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm telling you where you are. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Please hold your applause till the end of the program. I know you're thankful, but thank you very much. Just please hold your applause. That's right. Hold your applause. Hold it, please. This sounds like the people standing outside of a Donald Trump rally. Yeah, boo. Get out of here. Go home. You're a billionaire. Get out of here. Hi, my name is Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for asking what my name is. I have no middle name because there'll be too many words involved and nobody has the time for that. So I just talk and talk and you be quiet. You listen. You don't talk at all. That's how this works. There's no phone calls. You can't call in. That's by design because frankly, that's just an interruption to me as I continue to talk. So please be quiet.
Please be quiet.
Seriously.
Please be quiet.
Absolutely.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
If only life were that easy. Please be quiet. Okay, I'm sorry. That doesn't work like that. Usually there's a profanity coming from the other party when you do something like that. But again, you can't do that here. All right. I'm going to talk about something today that is significant, I believe. It's something that's right in front of your face. But you don't think about it because you don't want to think about it. Let's be honest about this. If you only knew how many calories are in the stuff that you eat at restaurants, you would defecate a brick, literally, which I think you do anyway. If you knew how much sodium is in some of the stuff you eat in restaurants, you could salt a road 500 miles long. That's an exaggeration. Obviously, that's not the case. But theatrically, it sounds really good. What I did was, I have concern because in my business, I go out and I eat here and there quite a bit. Here and there quite a bit. I don't know what that means. And I don't think in the back of my mind how many calories are these things, how much sodium is in these meals. I don't think about that. I just look to see what's appealing to me at the time. And I eat the damn thing. And if it looks like it's going to be really filling, I just have like a very small whatever, you know, I eat accordingly. In New York City, in the city of New York, the Big Apple, on many of their menus, they are required, I believe by law now, to print the calories of the food that you are ordering. It's not a federal thing. They do it in some restaurants. They actually print it on the menu what the calorie is of the thing that you're ordering. And I don't think restaurants really like to do that because it backfires, because when you see how many calories and how much sodium and how much fat is in some of the stuff you're ordering, you would tend not to order those more expensive things, and restaurants want to sell their food. That's why they're in business, baby. They don't want you eating their little tiny little low-calorie crap. They want you to strap on a steak, man, for $50. That's what they're looking for. Come on, who wouldn't? It's America, land of the free, home of the people who want to make money. It's a capitalist society. That's how we thrive. Come on, who are we kidding? You might even have a president soon who is a king capitalist himself, who's a billionaire, builds things, touts about it, makes campaign contributions, runs businesses, fires people, calls them idiots, schmucks, assholes, who's gone bankrupt a number of times. I mean, this is the guy that could be your president. Nice choice, man, if you want to change things. Yeah, that works out. Anyway, I'm not doing political stuff right now. Anyway, the point is, in Massachusetts, for example, as an example, some restaurants print their calories on the menu and some don't. If you go online, you can find that information from basically all restaurants, especially restaurant chains. Online, they will indeed give that nutrition information. I don't know if it's required of them to do that online or not. There is nothing wrong. I mean, I'll pose this question to you, even though I can't hear you. Would you want all that information printed on the menu in a restaurant? It is a law that when you go into a supermarket and you purchase food in the confines of a food store, they must have labeling which shows the content of the food, not only the ingredients, but it must show the calories, fat content, calories from fat, sodium, sugar, etc., carbohydrates. And I use that information always when I'm food shopping. Do you? Well, you should. Well, you should. There's nothing wrong with having information. You don't have to use it, but you should have it if you want it. And I think it's a great law. And I think the laws should extend themselves onto restaurant menus. However, it might drastically change your ordering habits if it were to be on the menu. Because the stark reality of what you're putting in your mouth is incredible. It really is. Let's start with a restaurant chain. And I'm going to expose. And look, I'm going to mention a few restaurant chains, and I'm not doing it to tell you not to eat at these places. Because all restaurant chains, and many of them, are worse than what I'm mentioning here. I have some friends, and that should be the end of the sentence, because that in itself would be an incredible, incredible achievement on my part. I have some friends who were in the restaurant business, no longer are. And when you were in an industry and you're not anymore, you tend to be very honest about the industry that you were in, not because you want to screw them so much, but you don't have a stake in it anymore. So, and notice how I use the word stake. I thought that was really clever, by the way. So they will tell you what's going on. And they will tell you that in many kitchens, not every kitchen, but in most kitchens, most restaurant kitchens, they drop food on the floor. And there's no 10-second rule. It can sit there for 6 days. Chickens touch beefs, all kinds of strange sexual things going on. Your chef may perspire into your saute pan food. That's possible as well. Lard and extremely congealed fats will be used in the cooking method, something that you would never use at home. Your parents might have when you were a little kid because they didn't know any better. Now they know better. You would never use this at home. But in restaurants, they do. The question, if you're somewhat of a home chef and you like to cook, you probably spend most of your life trying to duplicate the flavor and the taste of the food that you get in a restaurant. Why can't I get that home cooking thing to match what I get in restaurants. Why is the restaurant food always that much better? Now, my cooking comes very close to it, you may say to yourself, but it's not exactly it. What is the missing ingredient that I can't duplicate exactly the flavor and the taste of what I get in a restaurant? And the answer is, you're not using enough fat. Restaurants use tons of fat and tons of sodium. And you would never use that at home. Some of you do, like Paula Deen, but she's a professional once again. She eats fried butter. Let's face it, man. I'm not going to sit at home and go, let me fry up some butter because that'll be good for me. You know better, but you'll order it in a restaurant. All right, that being said, don't be scared about eating in a restaurant, even though you shouldn't. If you eat in a restaurant every day, you're probably going to shorten your life by like 75 years. The restaurant chain Bertucci's is an Italian restaurant. Yes, no, it's kind of it's a restaurant that has Italian food. Let's call it that. It's a chain. They do rather well. They have some good food there. A lot of people eat there on a regular basis. Bertucci's, and I got to take my pants off to them. I really do. And by the way, the expression is I got to take my hat off to them. No, my pants are going first. And the reason is that they actually print the calories on their menu. And that is so bold and transparent. I've got to applaud that just in theory. That's incredible. Thank you for doing that. But it does cause a problem to me, and that is the stuff that I was going to order, I will now not order. All the stuff that I wanted to eat, I will now not eat because you print the calories on. And thank you for doing it. But and I will go back to your restaurant because I appreciate the fact that you do it, and I can make a quote-unquote healthy choice. Let's take a look at some of the Bertucci menu choices and the nutrition involved in that. For example, now, let's say, what would you like to have? Would you like an antipasto? Now, how bad can that be? A couple of slices of deli meat, some olives, maybe a tomato. I mean, how bad can that be? How many calories in the Bertucci's antipasto? And this is a starter. It's an appetizer. The antipasto is 860 calories. What? 860 calories? Yeah. And by the way, the normal intake of calories for an entire day should be between 1,500 and 2,000, depending on if you're a man or a woman, what size you are, that kind of thing. So you're eating, in many cases, more than half of what your calorie intake should be in a day with the little antipasto appetizer. It's a little weird. How much sodium do you think is in a little antipasto appetizer at Bertucci's? It's 1,320 grams of sodium. I'm sorry, milligrams, which is bad enough. Bad. Not good. You like your barbecue chicken wings? 650 calories right there. Sodium, 1,170 milligrams of sodium. Ouch. Do you like your pesto chicken? That's a nice appetizer, isn't it? That's 810 calories. That's 1,340 milligrams of sodium. Now, how about a salad? I mean, salads are healthy for you, right? How bad can that be? How about a grilled chicken chopped salad? That's a chopped salad. That means the lettuce has been chopped up and you're putting some chicken in it. How bad can that be? That's 610 calories with 1,710 milligrams of sodium. That's a lot. Yeah. Ow. Your grilled chicken Cobb salad, which has some more shit in it, 790 calories, 1,810 milligrams of sodium. Now, then you get into your menu items. Now, you like chicken parmesan, all right? It's chicken again, and it's breaded, and we're putting some cheese on it and some tomato sauce. Chicken parmesan, how bad can that be? Well, that's 1,330 calories. That's basically all you can eat all day, just that. And I'm not talking about anything but the chicken parm itself. And that, sodium-wise, we're talking about over 3,000 milligrams of sodium. Over 3,000, ladies and gentlemen. All right, all right. Maybe pasta would be good for me. How about some pasta? That sounds really good. I like pasta. How about spaghetti with meatballs? How basic can you get? Spaghetti and meatballs. Give me a break. Okay, how many calories in one serving of spaghetti and meatballs from Bertucci's? Oh, it's not bad. It's just under 2,000 calories. 1,880 calories, which in most cases is more than you should be eating in an entire day. You've just eaten more just in one sitting with spaghetti and meatballs. Sodium-wise, 3,740 milligrams of sodium. Ouch. Ouch, my baby. Ouch. Ouch, my baby. Yeah, it's kind of a lot. You like the crab cakes? Serving is 1,200 calories, 1,650 milligrams of sodium. It gets pretty extreme, doesn't it? Well, maybe I'll just have a pizza, and not even a lot of crap on it, just a margarita pizza, which is this, just pizza with you know, some cheese and some spaghetti sauce on it there, some pasta sauce, some pizza sauce, whatever. I'll tell you what, all right, give me a slice. All right, nobody just has one slice of pizza, so let's forget that. Let's just get a small whole pizza. That's 980 calories, over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. It gets pretty scary, ladies and gentlemen. It really does. All right, that's just an idea of Bertucci's. And there are things on the menu that are not so bad, although I don't know what they are. I mean, they're all up in the 600, 800 category. Sorry, so let's say, all right, you're saying to yourself, okay, how about if I go to Subway? How about Jared? Look what happened to him. He lost a lot of weight and became a child molester. Well, I don't know if the subs themselves made Jared a child molester. It's possible, but I don't know that for a fact. That has yet to be determined by science and by the sheriff's office. And of course, if you're going to be a child molester, damn it, lose some weight first, huh? Let's go to Subway, which is not so bad compared to what I've just talked about. We're talking about subs here. Eat fresh. Okay, some calories here in a, these are 6-inch subs, which are rather tiny. To be honest with you, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to go into Subway and have a 6-inch sub and call it a day. But I guess if you have that kind of portion control, I guess you can do all right. But you got to be careful what you're eating there, my friends. You got to be careful. For example, let's take a look at some Subway entrees here. The 6-inch cold cut combo, or the 6-inch Italian combo there. You know, it's just cold cuts. 6 inches, man. That's not much. I mean, I'm bigger than that when I get excited. Okay, here we go. Calories in a cold cut combo. 110 calories, which is, oh no, I'm sorry, 360 calories, which would mean that a foot long would be a little over 700 calories. Sodium would be, that's a bit much, it's 1,260 milligrams of sodium. That's not too bad. Then you get into your steak and cheese, which is not horrible either. That's 380 calories, 380 calories, 90 fat calories, and just over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. It's not horrible compared to what I've mentioned at other restaurant chains. Now let's look at another restaurant chain. Let's look at the 99. Do you have a 99 restaurant near you? 99 Restaurant is interesting because they have a little bit of everything, and they do everything rather well. They have small meals. They have large meals. They have a bar. They have screaming children. So, you know, whatever. And by the way, did you ever walk into a 99 Restaurant? You probably didn't, but I have. And say to yourself, what happened to the other 98? Why do they call it the 99? It's because there's 99 reasons why you should eat there. Apparently, they couldn't come up with another one to make it an even 100. They ran out at 99, and some of their reasons are absolutely ridiculous. Because reason number 56 is our toilets flush. I mean, come on, that's not a reason to go to the 99. Yeah, but the 99 represents the number of reasons, not the number of restaurants that they tried before but failed. Yeah, we used to have a 97 restaurant. That didn't work out. Nah, it didn't work out. Then we had the 98 restaurant. For some reason, people just weren't coming. Then we built a 99 restaurant, and now it's doing all right. We've opened up branches all over the world. But the other ones, for some reason, just didn't work. People didn't come in. No, they're the reasons that you should go in there. And the reasons are ridiculous. And when you walk into the place, they have some of the reasons posted on the wall. It's just a little bit much, to be honest with you. I don't really care about the 99 reasons why you think I went to your place. The only reason I went to your place is because you're around the corner and I was hungry. I mean, and that's none of your reasons on the board. That should be reason number one. Why did you go to the 99 restaurant? What was reason number one? Because they're down the street and I'm hungry, man. Give me a break. Okay, let's start. All right, let's talk about appetizers at the 99. They have a thing called Bavarian pretzel sticks. One serving of that is 1,100 calories. Sodium, 4,730 milligrams of sodium. Ouch. Yeah. That's an ouch, man. But if that's what you want, you see, I mean, you should know, though, how many calories are in these things. You think you're just munching on some stuff while you're having a beer. You're actually killing yourself. Maybe, maybe not. How about the three cheese nachos? 1,600 calories. Ooh. 3,690 milligrams of sodium. Holy crap. Well, that's not so bad. Then let's do a small plate of boneless buffalo wings. How bad can that be? They're like chicken tenders with some buffalo sauce on it, and we're getting a small plate. That's 740 calories alone. Sodium-wise, 4,700 milligrams of sodium. That's like embalming fluid. Ouch. You like the chili nachos? Aren't they fun, the chili nachos? Mmm, tasty. One serving of that is 1,800 calories. More than you should be eating in one day of anything. Sodium-wise, 4,170 milligrams of sodium. Now, you're saying, Ron, you're picking out the ones that are most egregious. Yes, I am. I could make this easier for you. Do you like the, how about the blue cheese iceberg wedge? That's just there's no nutrition in iceberg lettuce, by the way. That's just water roughage is all that is. We'll put a little blue cheese dressing on it. Well, how bad can that be? That's 460 calories. Okay, I can live with that, even though there's no nutrition involved. Somehow the sodium is 1,000 calories. All right, I'll just have a garden salad. How about that? All right, that's 120 calories and 210 milligrams of sodium. All right, that's not so bad, I guess. You got to realize... do you even want to talk about soup? Because you know soup has tons of sodium in it. Calorie-wise, they're not too bad. They're in the 300 to 400, 200 calorie area. Although if you get a can of Campbell's mushroom or something, or Campbell's soup, you know, in a can, it's like 100 calories. So these are like a lot more. Watch out for the tomato basil bisque in a crock. That's 410 calories, which isn't really so bad, but it's 2,000 milligrams of sodium. Holy crap, 2,000. Let's talk about sandwiches and wraps. because they get kind of nuts. Because they tend to be a little bit bigger than you would get at a Subway, I would assume. How about the Honey Barbecue Chicken Wrap? That's a wrap. How bad can it be? Well, that's going to be 930 calories and 2,000 milligrams of sodium. In a wrap? Seriously? Yeah. You like your meatloaf? 1,150 calories in a serving when they bring the plate to you and they put in front of you. That's 1,150 calories and 2,690 milligrams of sodium. Ouch, 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 ouch. Do you want a baked potato with that? Sure. A baked potato and sour cream? Sure. That's 290 calories and 770 milligrams of sodium. Ooh. How about the burger? Let's have a burger at the 99, shall we? That'll be kind of fun. Let's get the All-Star Steak Burger. That's pretty good. How many calories in a serving of that? 1,300 calories. In just the burger? Yeah. Yeah, just the burger. Sodium-wise, 2,520 milligrams of sodium. Ouch. Ouch. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll just get the Junior Steak Burger with American cheese. How bad can that be? Not too bad. 700 calories, 1,200 milligrams of sodium. Well, that's just an example. I mean, you could go to Burger King or to McDonald's and get a, one of those little hamburger things. I think they're like a buck. And those are about 300 calories, a lot of sodium, but about 300, 400 calories. The problem is those are like little sliders almost. I mean, they're so tiny. Just one, yeah, one will make you throw up. I mean, it does the trick. But it's who has just one of those? You usually have fries with it or another one. Now you're talking bigger stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't mean that you should change your entire eating habit regimen. All I'm saying is it's good to know. And if you're really into losing weight, the calories really have to be under control. They can't really exceed about 1,500 calories a day. Then you can start to lose weight. For many people, 1,500 calories a day are simply going to maintain the weight that you have, which is probably not good for you. You probably want to lose, not gain. So you have to start like reducing the calories. The sodium, yeah, you can worry about that later, you know, I guess. I don't know. But the calories are kind of what counts. And the carbohydrates. I mean, if you just cut out the pastas and the breads, which I love both of those. Ooh, I love them to death. I could eat them all day and I'd be fatter. Cut those out, you're going to start losing weight. And the trick is do as much eating as you can at home. And you're better off than sitting in a restaurant. And I'm sorry, the Restaurant Association of America is probably saying, Ron, don't do this. Don't tell people that people already know. They already know. And you really should be printing your calories on your menu. And when you do, I think we all really appreciate it. And we have a better understanding of people that care. So did you enjoy that segment? Was it helpful to you? No? It wasn't helpful? No?
It was unbelievably painful.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Jag är den tätte och kommer kombinera det som den personen som dör.
I love the lyrics to that song because it is so, they are so deep and so real. All right, the other way that we're going to lose weight, and not really much of it, is to do exercises to make sure that we stay fit and trim. So take your clothes off, please. Face the window and put one hand to the left of the window, one hand to the right of the window. We're going to do push-up exercises against the window while we're naked. Now, we don't lose weight really this way, but we certainly give the neighbors one hell of a show. Okay, you ready to bend and stretch? Here we go.
So our circle's a little bit bigger and you have some more room.
Yeah.
Had enough, have you? Okay, Daniel. Just put it on the tray and come and join us.
Alrighty.
Feet apart, everybody.
All right, my feet are
down
apart.
Down to your toes we go.
Okay.
And look up into the sky. Maybe we'll see some clouds today.
Oh, great.
Was it raining at your house this morning?
No.
Let's see if we can chase the rain away then.
Okay.
Ready, please, Mr. Music. Stretch up.
Oh, yeah.
Few clouds over there, I think. A few black ones over there.
Come on, everybody.
Bend and stretch right up.
Stretch.
Reach for the stars.
Oh, yeah.
There goes Jupiter. Here comes Mars.
Feeling better now.
Bend and stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Reach for the sky. Stand on tippy toe. Oh, so high.
Wow.
Now, I can see some black clouds over there.
Can you?
They're big, fluffy ones. Do you think any rain would come out of those?
I don't think so.
They have to be black and dark.
Yeah,
the sun's over here. Well, maybe the sun and the wind is going to push
Let's exercise
those
more,
and
though.
The rain will go. Do you think
How about
so?
Bending and stretching?
Now, if it has been
Stop
raining,
talking
the sun
and bend
comes
and
out,
stretch.
Sometimes we see a rainbow.
Well, what are you talking so much for? Stop talking.
Oh, look at it over there. I
what are you talking
it.
For? Man, I wanted to do some exercise and she won't shut up. It's not right. Are you pregnant? Are you? Come here. Are you pregnant? Oh, you're just fat? I'm so sorry. I thought you were pregnant. Oh, that's so embarrassing. Dr. Dolan and Dr. Linder here to discuss pregnancy-safe medications, by the way. I mean, not only is this show entertaining and informative, but it's also entertaining and informative as well. Dr. Dolan, Dr. Lynn, Dr. Lynn, Dr. Dolan. Hello, everybody. Can I get you some coffee?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. We have Dr. Dolan and Dr. Lynn with us. Dr. Dolan, introduce yourself.
Good morning. I'm Siobhan Dolan. I'm a medical advisor to Marcia Dines and happy to be here.
Excellent. Dr. Lynn.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lind, and I'm a pharmacist and epidemiologist at the National Center for Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities.
Okay. And let me explain that I am not a doctor or in the medical profession at all. I'm the only one here that isn't. So let's get started with that. All right. Now, there's been a new study about antidepressant medication, and women of childbearing age. Can you tell me the findings on that?
Absolutely. So we found that about 1 in 7 women aged 15 to 44 years with private health insurance fill the prescription for antidepressant each year. And so that shows us that antidepressant use in women of reproductive age is common.
Okay. More common than people thought?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's more common than people thought, but certainly common. I mean, we know there's overlap between reproductive age women and women who might be depression. And so... Uh-huh. What we really want to raise awareness about is how important it is for women to speak with their doctor and think about their medication choices, think about pregnancy planning, and really make the best choices and the safest choices as they head into their reproductive time frame. Now, there's a need for data as well so that women and their doctors can understand the risks and benefits, but that's what we're trying to encourage is having a conversation with your doctor and planning your medication.
Right. Now, what are the risks in case you don't have this type of conversation? What can you avoid by doing this?
Well, there's some conflicting reports in the literature that say there could be potentially some risk with some antidepressants and certain birth defects. And so again, this study just raises the awareness of why it's so important for women and their healthcare providers to have these conversations, discuss the best medication options for each woman. That way they can decide on specific treatment for both mom and baby.
Okay. So what you're saying is whether it may be completely accurate or not, as long as there's a slight chance that it can cause birth defects, then you have to act upon that slight chance.
What we're trying to say is to have the conversation that weighs the risks and the benefits.
Uh-huh.
And while there are some studies that, as Dr. Lynn said, there's some conflicting evidence about the risks of some antidepressant medications during pregnancy, it's also important to realize that there are risks to untreated depression during pregnancy and actually in the early childhood period.
Yeah.
So it's not a simple conversation. It's about weighing risks and benefits.
Right.
And so what we want to encourage is making an informed decision,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we're encouraging that women have the conversation with their provider.
Okay. All right. And this is the March of Dimes and the CDC kind of working together on this. Is that a common situation that, two factions like that get together?
Well, absolutely. CDC and March of Dimes have actually a long history of working together to help educate women on having a healthy baby. And so we're currently working together with other partners and federal agencies and the public to create and provide better information so that women can make informed decisions regarding the best treatment for medications during pregnancy. And this is through our Treating for Two initiative for medications during pregnancy.
Now, how can we get more information on this whole subject?
We have information on both of our websites. So cdc.gov/treatingfortwo provides information, as well as marchofdimes.org. So we invite anybody to come learn as much as they can and see how CDC and March of Dimes are working together to prevent birth defects.
Okay. Jennifer, can I ask you one question that is off topic here?
Go ahead.
Oh, she's scared. There was a time when doctors used to write out the prescription in their, you know, with their pen, and I could never read them ever. And yet when I gave the slip, this is like years back, when I gave the slip to the pharmacist would say, yeah, okay, all set. I said, how did you read that? How did that happen?
Experience.
I guess. Okay, I was always... Good. I mean, I'm glad things are now like faxed or emailed over, and that's you know, that's nice. I just could never figure that out before. Okay, thank you. See, it wasn't so bad. Thank you, thank you for your time today, and I hope that people do take your advice and research this and have these conversations. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having us.
Okay, bye bye.
Hey. This is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paduca.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajol.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Klein.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus, just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
But watch your calorie count. Some of that stuff is pretty high in sodium. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Please join me then. Until I then, and tabe de 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 de